Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's episode for wellness and fitness, we will focus on, should you get your nutrients from supplements? I remember consuming vitamins during my childhood years when taking one Flintstone vitamin after eating breakfast every day. However, I do not remember taking them during my teen nor early adult years. I began retaking them during my childbearing years and throughout the course of me changing my lifestyle. I have learned that vitamins and mineral supplements should be added to your nutritious diet, not replace healthy food altogether. Here are a few reasons you should avoid depending on pills, powders for your nutrient intake. But before I begin, Monica, can you tell us how you incorporate your supplements?
Basically, what I do is I try, of course, to get a lot of my nutrients and proteins and vitamins through the foods that I consume with my, you know, with making sure I'm keeping my diet really good and balanced. But one other way is I do take a multivitamin supplement every day. Of course, I took Flintstone vitamins when we were kids. I kind of backed off them during my early 20s and young adult years. And of course, you know, started back consuming them during my childbearing years. But I did find that my body was naturally deficient in certain vitamins and nutrients. So now what I incorporate is I do a liquid multivitamin called NutriBurst. But prior to that, I was buying over-the-counter multivitamins. So Dana, what do you think is best versus buying over-the-counter multivitamins? Or using multivitamin supplements from like Herbalife or from like the Total Life Changes vitamins that we're currently incorporating within our business. What do you think are the pros and the cons between the two of those?
The pros and the cons are, Monica, you don't know how long these vitamins are sitting on the shelf, the longevity of these vitamins sitting on the shelf, because they sometimes lose their potency on the shelf. And then when you're looking at wholesale, you might look at the same way, but like how long that product's been sitting. So therefore, you're taking a risk with somehow both of them, but you're better off somewhat getting wholesale, because on the nutrition side, as far as on the shelves, you don't know how long these vitamins been in the warehouse or stored on these shelves. That's my philosophy, and that's what I've been learning, and I'm okay. Still being educated on these nutrients and supplements. But I found since I've been with Total Life Changes, as far as taking that supplements, I've been receiving a lot of good reactions towards these supplements. And I'm going to let you know the pros and cons with me as far as I, you know, begin my journey with this. But for me right now, I think the wholesale, I'm leaning towards the wholesale distributor. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is a good, those are some very good points, Dan, and I actually do agree with you. I do find that when you buy retail multivitamins from your local, you know, stores, whether you go to GNC or some of the vitamin shops, there's a ton of those to actually choose from, but you really doesn't, I mean, it, they really don't give you any inside information as to what's the best one to actually choose. Mm-hmm. Versus when you're buying wholesale, the distributor is very knowledgeable about their product. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 chances, the distributor is using the product themselves.
Right.
They have positive feedback from customers that have actually purchased those wholesale vitamins and products, so you might be a little bit better off getting from a wholesale distributor. So I definitely do agree with that. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I want to add something, too, in there, too, Monica. The foods that we consume, too, you can get those same nutrients from the foods that you eat as well. Be careful on consuming too much supplements. You might want to incorporate more of your foods that have these ingredients and these supplements in them. Not all supplements carry all those nutrients that we need. And then be careful, because you don't want to take too much of something that your body may not need.
Okay, so do you recommend people consuming more vegetables, fruits, or pretty much all the balanced food pyramid when it comes to getting what they need?
Use the pyramid. Use all the balanced foods that they need. But, see, well, I'm putting a little but, because you might have to go to your doctor, too. Check with your doctor. You don't want to put, because you don't want some nutrients do clash and don't coincide with your medications, that you might have an underlying health condition.
Okay, so basically it's really a good point to consult with your physician or your healthcare provider before starting any supplement regimen to be sure that it doesn't, you know, clash with your medications or your current health conditions. Is that correct?
That's correct. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. We can't always be too uncertain with the FDA, which is Food Drug Administration, how they regulate these supplements too that's on your shelves. You have to keep that in mind as well.
Excellent, good point, because, you know, we can, you know, put out there that people can take these different multivitamin supplements, but again, it will definitely have a, you know, more impact as to their current health condition and what their healthcare provider suggests. So those are excellent points.
Always remember, eating a variety of whole foods provides a better balance of nutrients so that you can, you know, perform its functions in your body along with your supplements. So that, keep that in mind. You have to have a balance when you're taking these supplements. Oh, and make sure, too, that you drink lots of water, too.
I was getting ready to ask for that. And, mm-hmm. of course, being hydrated also helps you feel better, as well as having a good supplement regimen.
Exactly. And while most professionals recommend getting nutrients from healthy foods and along with taking your supplements, their conditions and stages of your supplementations may be necessary. For example, like women that are childbearing age, they need these extra supplements. Women who are, pregnant or breastfeeding, older adults, vegans, people that have underlying health conditions, please keep in mind that you need to consult your physician before you start any type of dietary supplement or time you got to increase or change any dosage what you're taking. Those diagnoses with, you know, nutrient deficiencies or conditions that reduce nutrient absorption, talk with your doctor. If you fall into these categories, he or she can help you and determine the correct supplements and doses for your specific needs. For me, I always consult with my doctor. All things may look good, may not be good for me. So therefore, I always check when I have a doubt. When in doubt, check with your physician or your dietitian, whichever comes first.
Absolutely. Those are really, really good points. And I hope that our listeners, they gather some really good helpful hints and tips, based off of the information. Of course, we want to make sure everybody's nice and safe and talk to their doctors to get the best suggestions and ideas for them. But hopefully they gained some good knowledge this morning. So thank you, Dana. And thank you for tuning in to Height, Skin, Beauty, Hair, and Fitness. This is Monica and Dana, and we'll be right back.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of 100 or more. So come on down and check out Kumba Fitness and Apparel.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, Naturally Native Hair and Skin Care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skincare products for all of your basic hair and skincare needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness.